One evening we we do compassion sessions, and we continue to do to investigate the four measurables in the evenings. So yesterday was the equanimity, and today I thought we go into the loving kindness part of the four measurables. And loving kindness is a very good antidote to anger and attachment, especially attachment, I would say, because we usually confuse love and attachment quite a bit. And the word immeasurable here is for all, means all sentient beings everywhere, and that should include ourselves as well. So I think it's quite important to generate love and kindness towards ourselves. As the Buddha said, the one who loves himself or herself will never harm another. And I think that's a lot of truth in that. So there's really no selfishness here. It's or ego boosting. This is more about trying to... It's like an antidote towards low self-esteem and even self-hatred as well. Try to generate a healthy relation to oneself or to the ego. Because I think all this talk about killing the ego, and which is quite common in spiritual philosophies and so forth, I think one should be quite careful about that. Because a healthy ego can be a very great tool for virtuous actions. And I think we're always going to have an ego or this belief in an independent self until we realize emptiness or selflessness. So I think before we do that, I think it's really good to cultivate a very good and healthy relation to oneself. And when we've done that, I think then we can gently throw the ego out the window, because then we won't react so much. But if we try to throw out not so healthy ego, then maybe we will get a different reaction. I don't know. So anyway, so okay, so let's find ourselves a comfortable posture, and first, generate relaxation for the body and stillness. And using the out-breath to release any tension or tightness or any thoughts regarding the past or the future. And using the out-breath to ground oneself in the cushion that we're sitting on. And then attend to the breath for a few minutes in your preferred way, to bring the mind into the present moment. So this meditation session is not so much about investigating. It's more about generating positive qualities. And here we will try to generate loving kindness for ourselves and for others. Loving kindness being the wish for every living being to have happiness and its causes. So we can begin by cultivating loving kindness towards ourselves. So with each in-breath you can visualize white light entering your body and filling you up. With a wish, may I be well and happy. And say that to yourself as if you really, really mean it. With each in-breath, white light filling your body, may I be well, may I be happy. May I have happiness and its causes. We can do so. We can generate loving kindness to ourselves in a more concrete way by visualization. So you can reflect on this question. What would I love to receive from the world in order to have a happy, a meaningful, and fulfilling life? What would I love to receive externally from the world in order to fulfill my life's and my heart's desires? Things that would be truly meaningful for oneself. What would you love to receive from the world in order to be happy and fulfilled? And now also imagine and visualize that the world rises up to you and meets you here and now and provides you with all this external support that you need in order to fulfill your life. So visualize yourself in this life having all these things that you would love to have in order to have a meaningful and happy life. And then you can reflect on this question. What kind of person do I want to become? What personal inner qualities do I want to possess? And as you think of all these qualities that you would love to possess in order to feel fulfilled, to be fully in bloom in this life, imagine that this transformation is taking place here and now, that you become this person that you would love to be. And visualize yourself living this life and having those qualities. So visualizing yourself having both external support and possessing all those qualities that you would love to have. What would your life be like? What would you do? What would you like to offer to the world? To all those people around you in this world? Not just humans, but animals, insects, birds. What would you love to offer to the world? What kind of mark would you love to make on the world? And then imagine and visualize that this dream is coming true. Whatever you'd love to share to others. That is actually coming true. That is happening here and now. And try to expand this field of your loving awareness to embrace all beings with a heartfelt wish. May everybody, just like myself, find happiness in its causes. May everyone be fulfilled and happy, find true happiness, whatever that means to you. And just expand this loving kindness feeling in anyone that pops up in your mind. Just wish them well-being and happiness, fulfillment. And try to open up and just spread this loving kindness awareness everywhere to everybody. Limitless. Immeasurable. And then if you like, you can take a short while just to dedicate today's effort in trying to develop meditation, trying to understand the teachings, and dedicate that effort in some direction, somewhere, or to someone, or to some people.